Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
Another round of talks conclude, with no sign of a peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia. Delegates from both sides did, however, agree to a prisoner swap, the first such exchange in 5 months.
There is a prisoner exchange today. I congratulate all the families who will soon welcome their loved ones back home. This is very important. 157 Ukrainian soldiers have returned home.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the swap, 310 prisoners exchanged in total, and suggested further meetings were being planned, expected to take place in the United States.
We are ready to take part in any working formats which can really bring peace closer and make it sound and lasting. Such a peace that deprives Russia from its appetite to pursue the war further. It's important that this war ends in a way so as Russia is not rewarded for aggression. This is one of the key principles that are reinstating and guaranteeing real security.
Families of Ukrainian prisoners of war were emotional as they reunited with their loved ones.
What was the first thing he said when he saw you? Why did it take you so long to get here? I guess he was waiting for me more than I was waiting for him. Why did it take you so long to get here?
Russian prisoner Alexander, released from the Ukrainian side, describes the conditions he confronted to Russia's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Tatiana Moskalkova.
We lived under occupation for 6 months. I've got a problem with my arm.
Where did it happen?
When we lived under occupation, I've caught a missile fragment. Under pretext of medical treatment, I found myself in Sumy, in Ukraine.
Moscow described the talks in Abu Dhabi as moving in a positive direction. But addressing state media, Russian negotiator Kirill Dmitriev simultaneously slammed European nations for what he described as attempts to disrupt the progress. This despite criticism from Kyiv and Washington officials for Russia's ongoing assault on Ukraine during the peace talks, including Moscow's most recent attack, which killed at least 7 people in a crowded market in an eastern Ukrainian city. But US envoy Steve Witkoff was optimistic following this second round of talks, describing them as detailed and productive. Pressed to confirm whether the United States would impose further sanctions on Russia, in particular its shadow fleet, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was ambivalent. Democratic Senator Andy Kim put the question to him.
Can you commit to this Congress that you will take action to sanction Russia's shadow fleet?
I will take it under consideration. We will see where the peace talks go.
I see how this administration has taken this maximalist approach, adding pressure when it comes to Iran's shadow fleet, talking about, cutting off Venezuela's ships. You know, I think that there needs to be consistency here. And again, there is bipartisan support for this.
Whether sanctions will be enforced remains to be determined, as US President Donald Trump focuses on plans for a new nuclear weapons treaty with Russia. Posting on Truth Social, US President Donald Trump described the soon-to-expire New START nuclear weapons treaty between the US and Russia as a badly negotiated deal. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt spoke on the matter.
The president wants to have our nuclear experts work on a new, improved and modernized treaty that can last long into the future. And that's what the United States will continue to discuss with the Russians.
While Ukraine and Russia are yet unwilling to compromise to reach a peace deal, Russian officials did say Moscow was open to cooperation on the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, but continue to insist it must be under Russian control. However, Ukraine says it wants to reclaim control of Europe's largest nuclear plant. The main sticking point, though, continues to be around territorial concessions, with Moscow calling for Kyiv to remove its troops from the strategically important Donetsk region, while Ukraine says the conflict should be frozen along the current lines. Ukraine is also calling for security guarantees from European allies and the United States. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.